The Kilkenny Soccer Podcast with Davy Doyle and Shane O'Keefe. Brought to you by KCLR and Scoreline.ie.
Welcome along to the Kilkenny Soccer Podcast. I'm your host, Shane O'Keefe, joined by my co-host, Davy Doyle.
Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Davy. Each week we break down what's happening within the Kilkenny and District League, and we try and get to the crux of any issues that some people may be facing. We've received a lot of feedback from last week's episode.
We did.
First of all, clearing up some
housekeeping, I suppose.
Yeah,
so listen, it was just a quick comment between us. I think we spent a minute or 2 minutes on it. It wasn't
the rumour mill that Clover would be leaving.
So
apparently not true.
100% not true. Nobody knows where the rumour came from. And
it was out there.
It was out there a while. But it's not.
I didn't hear it from you. I heard it from other people.
Yeah, and I didn't hear it from you. I heard it from other, and I've heard it since. So Clover have been in contact, and different people from Clover, and categorically are not leaving the KDL. It's their 50th year. Very proud to be part of the KDL.
A lot of clubs haven't their 50th
year.
Yeah.
So they're actually coming in some stage early in the season next year, I would imagine, and have a little chat about that. So we'll put that to bed now. There is no truth in it, and it came, it was in the ether, and
good,
that's that. Okay, there's no point going anymore
good
on that one. Okay,
no apologies because
it was a rumour
and we'd said it was a rumour. Anything from Dean Celtic?
No.
The other club that was possibly mentioned?
No, not a word from Dean Celtic.
Okay.
Not a word.
In terms of, that's one of the bits of feedback, you were dealing with it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Also the other issue that you brought up, the GEA, I believe that there's a lot of stuff happening in that we're probably not going to cover today.
No, I think, to be fair, I mean, they're soccer players. A lot happened at the weekend, similar to what we spoke about last week, and there was games on the weekend, and bans are in place, and there's a lot of things that, you know, to be fair, I mean, I know we haven't got as much time as we normally have due to commitments this week, so I think to shoehorn anything in and would be wrong. So we revisit that. There was one disturbing point for me, and it's where what I would consider a soccer man or a football man heavily involved in football took names of players that were playing hurling and gave it to a hurling manager. So I just want to substantiate that. It's been pretty much categorically proven 100%. But look, there's so much on that issue that I think to shoehorn it in today would be very unfair.
Okay. Yeah. But it has, that's probably dominated most of your week, is it?
Oh, it's been unbelievable.
Parents reaching out, telling their stories. Also, people telling you to be careful.
Yeah, I got a couple of phone calls. One off a friend of mine saying, you know, genuinely just being nice. Look, if Jez, be careful what you're saying. We're here, as we say every week, to say what we feel. Anyone who has an issue with what we're saying, there's an open door policy there, Shane. We've said it a million times. They could come in here and sit across.
Yeah.
But absolutely, in no way, shape or form, and it always happens, should the kids suffer for the egos of other people, be it parents, be it coaches, be it managers, be it referees or anything. And a lot of kids struggling. One, the individual that that we did deal with last week, which I felt very strongly about, our parents were, listen, thanks very much. Gerald feels very happy that somebody was in her corner. Now, we are in her corner, but we're just telling the truth. So, again, it's such a... And then I get the two phone calls to be careful, you know.
Mm.
I mean, this is a Nazi Germany, like. Do you know what I mean? Be careful. Why? Because we're saying we're looking out for the health and well-being of minors, and you're getting one friend ringing and one stranger ringing.
You also went in on, say, you know, GEA, or you went in on whatever organisation you were referring to, and we don't bring names into this. We try and focus on the broader issue as opposed to the individual. And you went in on the GEA, which is a beloved sport within Kilkenny, and these are the practices that have been historically working for the GEA. And if you sign up for any type of GEA, you know that.
Yeah.
And this is also virtues that you're espousing from a soccer point of view as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Play soccer, don't play GEA.
Yeah,
if you want to play soccer.
Like, I was just talking to people about that. I said, if you're going to completely concentrate on one thing, around 13 or 14, you got to choose. If you're going to give it your all, You know, and it's the same for the football, soccer. If you want to be a top soccer player, at around 12, 13, 14, you got to jump in and say, this is my number one. Now, that doesn't say you don't play the other ones, but this is your number one, okay? The killing thing with this for me is it's representing the school. A lot of it was representing the school and, you know, county. Now, the hurling, we're not saying that we like the hurling now, because everybody knows. They're looking after themselves and completely right to do so.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're right. And our side, we've got to look after ourselves. But historically, people have been afraid to say out loud what they're thinking. And unfortunately, I'm not afraid to do that. And your issues, you're not afraid to do that. And I think it's the first time something like that has been said out public on an airwave, maybe. Mm. And they thought, oh, listen. So we will revisit it. And we like comment from any side of the argument. But I mean, it's not such a flippant thing that we can do it in 5 minutes. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think, to be fair.
And we've a lot of messages, people reaching out in other contexts as well, having a lot of various different things to say. First of all, Shane, not sure, this is an email, not sure if you were aware, last week in the Division 2B, Thomastown B were awarded a 3-0 win for a game they lost to Highview B, as Highview apparently played an illegal player. Not sure how he was illegal, but seems strange after the way ye were treated. Best of luck Sunday. Hopefully you get the result after it all.
Wow.
Now, I tried to reach out in various different capacities to get the crux of that issue of it, so I can start stoking the flames again. Yeah. But I haven't heard anything back in regards to it. But I do see the 3-0 victory being awarded to Thomastown B, who also went up against Stonyford actually last night that we were speaking. So there's a lot of games being played off in the leagues to try and rush towards the end of a season.
You're going to love this next one, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah?
I got information and I haven't corroborated it yet.
Okay. But Should we be saying it then?
But
go on, say it. You've heard a rumour.
I heard a rumour that a team was late onto the pitch by a minute or two.
The A team?
No, A team. A individual team. Yeah. Was late onto the pitch by a minute or two, and the referee told them they were starting a goal down for being late.
That's not true.
Okay.
You haven't cooperated, so, like, you know, that surely can't be true. How can you start a goal down?
I don't know. The person was fairly adamant now that it happened.
The match can't start. Like, yeah. The match can't start. You actually can't have a kickoff.
Yeah, I didn't believe it, but it was pretty
Unless they did, the referee blew kickoff and the other team went down and scored. No. And then we were waiting on this team to...
No.
What age group?
I think it was under 14s, 15s, something like that.
Ah, there's no way that happened.
We will find out for me. We will find out, yeah.
Find out for me. Yeah. Another thing, I love people coming in with their issues. In regards to fixtures, we were down to play a cup game this weekend. Or maybe it was last weekend. We were contacted to see if we'd play on a different day, a Friday, and we couldn't accommodate due to work commitments and exams. Not long after the fixture was removed from the website, our secretary contacted the district league to ask why it was removed, but the KDL refused to give an answer. We have since learned that a few of the opposing players will be away on a GAA bonding session, and they didn't want to play the game without them. Surely this is not acceptable. For context, we played a quarter final with 11 players, including our 40-year-old manager, due to lads being away on holidays. And hurling. At this stage of the season, if you're only to play when you have everyone, there will be no games played. Interested to hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, I'd agree with his thoughts on that. But again, we're going back to the thing we just said a few minutes ago. This raises heads at adult football, because there isn't a decision made earlier in players' careers. And the only ones losing out are, like, they're
lads that are not participating in the other
sport. So, I mean, there's no two rights to it. But, I mean, if you're saying we have
like
to...
Like a fucking GAA bonding session.
Yeah, but
come
listen,
on, you either want to play a match or you go on your little GAA bonding session. That does
Shane,
my head in.
Shane,
if you want to play soccer...
Players went to a training session and did not go to an SFAI last 16 game.
Like,
and let their teammates down in a big way.
Was this Freebooters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Michael Fawlty, I felt sorry for him. He was devastated. And we said it before.
This was brought up to me actually last week.
Anyone sitting in a car who's putting their kid out to a man in all sorts of weather all year, and knowing in the back of your mind that if something comes up later in the crunch time of the season that you're just going to take him away, that's not right.
There was an SFAI in that team, wasn't there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was, yeah.
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 But they went hurling.
They went hurling, yeah. I think it was a hurling training session. You know, no, and I'm not saying all people in charge of hurling are saying you're not the goal.
Do you think that's unfair on the rest of the team as well?
Oh, yeah.
The lads that are just committing to it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's kind of like, oh, look, I hope he makes a minor hurler, but if he doesn't, sure he'll play soccer. Come on.
Yeah, but at the same time, you could argue going, well, they mightn't have got there without those guys anyway in the first place.
Yeah, true, but wouldn't it be better to have a fully committed team for both sports?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just a thought that to get up and walk off. And listen, be honest, as kids, there's a lot to do with parents, you know.
I don't have kids, so I focus a lot on the junior soccer side of things.
Well, I have one kid that only focuses on soccer, and I have another kid who's into fighting, so. And the only time I go to watch hurling is when I'm interested in it, yeah. In the individual games. Like, it was great to see Loughlin's going so well this year, not from up there, but I'd be a Dixborough man. And you know, you'd know.
And
that.
Another thing, we lost Owen Wall to Loughlin's because they went to the All Ireland and now. No, I'm only joking.
Yeah, but
I was actually delighted to see Owen Wall score against Antrim in the first round.
Yeah,
brilliant. It's brilliant to get to see in the Kilkenny jersey.
Yeah, of
and it was like he was winning trophies with us last year. Class.
We were at the 25th anniversary the other night. I was talking to your dad for a few minutes. Hello, Eric. Yeah, it's been mentioned.
He does, doesn't he?
And I was talking to Martin Comfort for a few minutes. Another lad who done brilliantly in both sports. So.
Did he know you were talking about him on the podcast last week?
I think so. Yeah, he started laughing when he saw me coming. Anyway.
Thoughts on that? Like, should there be? I don't know if this 100% happened, I would assume someone wouldn't lie, but and should there be a reason being given?
I don't know.
Should, like, if you contacted them going, why has that game been pushed off? Well, this is the reason that they gave us.
Yeah.
Open, transparent.
Yeah, there should be, but
should there be an online, and this is going to feed into one of the things that I'm going to talk about, should there be an online portal to see these requests go through?
Yeah, possibly, because I know, you know, that going back to the girls, and again the same situation, Callan and Evergreen played a league decider at the weekend. Both teams were missing a load of players due to dual commitments. And I know that Callan definitely looked to change the game. The KDL were happy to change the game to allow everybody to participate in both sports. But for whatever reason, the information I'm getting is Evergreen couldn't change the game. And both teams went ahead without players. Callan got the result they needed and won the league for the first time. Congratulations to them. So, I mean, surely there's ways around that instead of having that situation. But at the same time, should it always be the soccer clubs bending back or being flexible?
No.
You know, should it always be them?
But there's a reality that this is like it's GAA's king. Well, no, sorry. In Kilkenny, hurling's king.
Hurling is king, it is. And for a certain reason, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so,
because we're just tend to be
the harsh reality is that that's the case.
And I have no problem. I'm down in Waterford a lot. I have no problem telling the boys out there in front of Kilkenny, and
yeah.
I don't have any problem with. So it's not a hate thing. It's just I it's a big thing. I was lucky enough to go work with special needs for a while, and you know, kids of all ages, they're just kids. You know, I mean, honestly, can you imagine going to play a league decider and somebody there taking your name to give to another coach? How can you function like that? But anyway, look, we're getting too deep into this now. I think we'll have to do an in-depth one on that fairly soon. I got a message then. David, quick shout out to say absolutely loving the podcast on the local stuff with yourself and Shane. Will ye be branching into the League of Ireland for the off season? For the summer, you'll hardly leave us with no rants at all for the summer, will you? Brilliant stuff. Expecting loads of love for Bridge United this week after beating Evergreen.
Yeah, big result there, especially after what you know, transpired in the league fixture.
Do you know what I can say? Do you know what I like about Connor? He'd be a little bit like us. I think Connor targeted this game.
Yeah,
I think Connor feels they have a good chance in the cup.
They have to win something though, because they got to a few finals.
And I'm going to tell you,
Division 1 Cup final, a Pat Marshall final. They have to win something. You know, they're going up either out. I was surprised with all due respect to Bridge United, I wanted to use this as a stick to beat with, because I was going to be like, and you have the four teams in the semi-final are both Freebooters and Evergreen. But no, Bridge United, you fucked that up for me. Thanks.
But in fairness to Connor and all, there was the game early last week in the Fair Green, the league game, and a lot of players didn't play because they were up on suspensions and little niggles. So keeping them lads out of the game, and it was, I think it was a 3-0 to Booters. I think that one was going, all right, he's targeting something. And then on the day, there was two youths playing centre back. Like, you're up against Grinney and Andrew Wall, and you're up against Mikey Drennan. Two youths. I will give him a shout out, Paddy Purcell and a Dara Doyle, with the club since they're under eights. Couple of seasons League of Ireland under eight, but generally with the club, and had two brilliant games. So you'd come through there.
It's great. Yeah, it's great that, like, former League of Ireland players are coming back to play with.
Yeah, but can you imagine Bridge United now, right? You're in McCallum Cup and they're thinking, who are we afraid of now?
They're going up against Freeburgers B, who, congratulations to them. Yeah. Leinster champions,
yeah. Derdibus was in lovely condition, going to get better.
I was delighted it was played in Derdibus.
Yeah, so was I, yeah. Poor game, really. You know, a typical final, nerves, where East End missed penalty saved, in fairness, to the Freeburgers keeper. Good save.
Freeburgers be a really good side?
Yeah.
Too good for Division 2?
Yeah, they are. They are too good for Division 2, yeah.
Is there a way to highlight that? Like, because Booters didn't want to go into Division 2.
Yeah, you see, but like, if they had to go straight into Division 1, they wouldn't be in a Leinster senior play, and they've won the plate. And
yeah, but they were too good for that then, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, do you
that's not their fault, though.
Yeah, but do you celebrate victories like that, yeah? If you're too good for the competition, you know, you're going around, you're slam dunking everyone.
Yeah.
Being honest. Like.
Well, listen, the East End gave it to him at the weekend, 2-0, and could have went 1-0. And they're the things in finals. You get your penalty, you score, and you're 1-0. You know, so you do celebrate winning, whatever it is. You do celebrate on the day. Yeah. But I think Freeburgers being they're capable of better.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, when you see East End after having a good season getting to a Leinster final, they're probably capable of a bit better as well, you know.
Yeah.
They're a young side. I saw their youths and all. So, seeing Bridge United again. Look at the Freebooters bringing through young lads. Thomas Down, good few young lads coming in. Now, Freebooters B had a great cameo for that the week before against Thomas Down, a 4-1 win in
Thomas
Down.
Like,
you know, so you can imagine first time in a Leinster senior play it, in a Leinster senior as adult competition for a lot of these players. Now, I know there have been Leinster youths, which were intense as well. You're going out to Thomas Down and you're going, well, Jesus, I want to play next week, you know. Yeah. I want to be in the team next week. And again, a shout out to that poor captain who missed it through suspension. But another sixth Leinster title, probably now, and no disrespect to Freeburgers, the lowest of the Leinster titles you're going to get, but still it's the Leinster title. 6 out of 7, and which leads nicely into the celebrations Friday night, or Saturday night. And I just have to say to Pat Carroll's, have you been in Pat Carroll's?
No.
Wow. First time in it. Beautiful pub.
Yeah.
And he's not finished.
See, the thing is, if I end up in a pub, that's my sobriety, God, boy.
Hey, I don't drink. I had a reformed drinker with me. We never touched a drop.
Yeah, but I like drinking. That's the problem. Yeah, I just can't drink.
Well, I tell you the great thing about it could have been held in somebody's backyard because there was a DJ there. It didn't matter.
Why not Doherty's? Is that not a Booters pub?
I honestly purely think it was the size of the location and Paul Carroll and Tommy Clifford, who was behind the bar, all played for Freebooters. Paul was a Freebooters man. He really looked after the club now.
Yeah, I know. I used to play with Tommy myself.
Yeah, Tommy is a good lad. I had a right chat with him. He loves this. He loves the podcast.
I know.
He loves it. But a really, really good night. And do you know what was great to see? There was a generation in the corner of, men in their 70s. And I sat in with them for a
lads
while.
Lads like you, Sean.
Shut up, yeah, fuck off. And had a really good chat with them. Then there was my vintage in the middle, had a really good chat with them. A couple of the younger players came in and had a chat with them. And there seems to be a nice little return to what Freeburgers was about. Tony Scanlon, who you'd pass in, you might get 10 minutes with Tony. Who else was there? Mark Colton, all the way up from Mitchellstown. Oh, I love him, man. Man was lethal in front of goal. Had a great chat with him. Donald Brennan, who was a great servant to the club, probably never gets the recognition he deserved for what he'd done, was there with his missus in the corner. Had a good chat with him. Lee Sullivan, who I'd be great friends with. Like yourself, you know, you're passing your good friends. Well, I talked to you after. You never get to talk to him. Well,
got you know to spend what? It'll be another at least 25 years. Well, no, not sure. Freeburgers.
Two more years for the next one.
Two more years for the
and
next
then,
one.
Eight after that for the next one.
in terms of some sneer, I was talking about the online portal.
Yes,
which brings me to the next message that we got in, and we love all this because you know it gives us content to talk about as well, and it highlights issues that we don't necessarily see, or we in this case do see it, and haven't aired our grievances. Have you any comments or thoughts on the Kilkenny League website? The website has had the same format for the last 14 years, at least. There is a section under every fixture for match reports stats, but it's always blank. It's clear that the league or website designer intended for there to be things like match reports available on matches, but nothing has ever come of it. I think that cleaning up the website and actually using its features would be a small step towards a much better experience for fans, players and clubs for next season.
Well, I sound like an old fog, you know. That's a generational thing. This is the kind of thing.
But you used to have that stuff in the paper.
In
why
the paper,
not,
we
why have,
yeah,
on the
and this is what I'm saying.
Is the paper covering it as much?
This is the no. This is the kind of thing that this generation of people are used to now. Like they can get match reports on the NFL, Greyhound racing in China. So why can't we do it locally? Now, a big thing now is that there is people designed for this. So I would say that the KDL and individual clubs have a specific media department. Now, some people say they have a media department. Oh, we throw up a picture and we throw up a little comment. Well done to this team. Actually, there's young people...
Or we comment every goal that goes
in. We have young people that are so adept at this that it's a tangible job for these people. Get a young guy in. Listen, we want you to do this. We want you that. We're going to give you a few quid a week. And KDL could do that. Listen, we want you... Be fair,
nah, KDL can't. There's too many matches.
Why is there too many matches?
There's too many matches. To have someone do match reports on every match.
Yeah.
It's too many matches.
But like...
Oh, yeah, have someone from the club maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not standing... I don't even want to do the fucking line. when the ref is like, why don't you do the line there? Fucking no. I don't want to. I want to watch the game. I don't want to be watching the fucking line and having lads give out to me.
Yeah, you're very militant.
Do you like doing the line? When the ref hands you the...
Yeah, I do it the whole time.
Ah, oh, fuck off. No
way.
The
whole time, yeah.
Not a hope. Mm. I do pass it off on lads.
Yeah. No, I would do
not
it.
At all. That's,
now there's a lad with the under six.
I'll carry water balls for the team. I'll do the medical card. I'll run on with a magic sponge. Anything for the team.
But anti-establishment.
When it comes to doing the fucking linesman.
Anti-establishment.
Will you stop? Give me an outfit and give me some of that money you're getting, and then I'll do it.
Well, I tell
not
you,
not a hope.
Do you know the fun?
Our manager did it. sorry. Our manager had to stand on the other side of the fucking pitch to do it.
Yeah.
So this is the way it was.
What do you mean?
The two teams were beside each other in the dugouts. Right.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So it's out in Evergreen, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't
so
like
they,
that at all.
They have the two-seated dugouts beside each other.
Yeah.
And then they were like, we need a lad for the lane. And I was like, I'm not fucking doing that. So our manager went over and did it. And now he's completely separated, which might be a good thing. But he's completely separated from like everything that's happening within the dugout. And, you know, any type of interaction with anybody else. Mm. And you're just like, what?
I don't like the side by side. The other side of the pitch, definitely. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of fun. Because we've had lads go at each other as well, which is always a bit of fun.
Great game in the Fair Green Friday night, under 16. Kind of tight. No, not a title decider, possible title decider. Evergreen went, stormed into a 3-0 lead in the first 15 minutes. And then in a massive 2-minute spell, got back to 3-2. Cracking game. Evergreen saw it out, so now it's a. Freeburgers have to play Lions. If they beat Lions, which will be no easy task, to get a playoff against Evergreen. Great crowd at it, under lights, high tempo game.
What's this for?
Just under 16 locally.
Oh, right.
Ivan in the middle.
But go back to the website. What do you?
Got a screamer just because. What a goal!
What do you think of the website like?
Yeah, it needs to be. But this is you need a dedicated people to do this.
Well, we have Pierre Rose. Like, in fairness, the Pierre Rose, he's done a serious job. But when we're talking about referees, won't give match reports, right?
Yeah.
That can be viewed on the website. Now you have to get like, and I know the kid to get teams to even send the score to the KDL. I know has been a problem.
Really?
Yeah. And they've tried to implement rules, isn't it? You have to send it within a certain time period of the final whistle.
Why would you? Like we commentated here on 10-1s and 9-0s, and all. Why would you be embarrassed to say why would you send in the score?
I don't know. It's a forgetful thing. Maybe, let alone writing a match. Imagine me writing a match report, writing a match report and going, Castlewarren were class.
Yeah.
The team we went up against were shite. I have a feeling they had an ineligible player.
Well, can you imagine...
This issue is going to go on for 5 months.
Can you imagine you have a young lad in youth who maybe is not going to go on to senior football and he's good at this kind of thing? I mean, 50 quid a weekend to go to your games, do up your match report, send it into
the
barely...
That's the cost of a fucking match ball, Davey.
Oh, man.
Also got a message from someone saying... I do agree with... And this... Right, because This is going to be funny. Shane, love the podcast. I do agree with you in regards to the ineligible player. The term you needed to use was, it just won't feel right if you get promoted now, instead of me going, fucking cheating. And I was like, yeah, I suppose, yeah. Keep up the good work anyways. I think it's brilliant. The KDL need to have a look at themselves. Well, and I think the KDL are having a look at themselves.
They are, yeah.
These are what people are telling me. And I'm sure there's stuff that people aren't reaching out to me and they have negative and bad things to say. And I'm sure Buckley Park is going to be hopping between Orm Villa
and Castle Warren. Sunday. Who's in there Sunday?
Orm Villa and Castle Warren Celtic. Right. Buckley Park, 11 o'clock. We tried to get it, I think, on a Thursday. I have another problem with this as well.
Right, okay.
Right,
but really?
That's going to be a massive game. I think Orm Villa get the draw. They go up. If Castle Warren get the win, we go up. Second chance. Redemption. You could do whatever this Sunday, Castle Warren and all. But what is annoying to me is that when people don't actually say how they feel, when people sit on the fence with a situation like this, when people make a joke, when people make a joke, going like no, you either agree or you disagree.
Yeah.
You don't have to give an opinion, but if you're in the space of giving an opinion, don't just sit on the fence.
No, and listen, this is the thing, I suppose, about the little warnings I got. People just leave the status quo alone. This is why people are liking this, because after last week's show, say, on topics we're doing and there's the reserve league, I got a phone call and said, listen, nobody wants to be a reserve. So nobody wants to play in a reserve league. I was out Saturday night and I don't think the man is playing anymore, but he goes to me, David, it would have been great to have a reserve league. I think it's a great idea. Why? I said, well, I would have played in that and kept fit, and then if I got a chance to go to the first team, it would have been fantastic. Hmm. So there's different views, but if you're just going to say, I don't know, stand up. If you don't agree with something, don't agree with it. But, I mean, at least have the balls to give your thoughts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're going a different, but people standing on the, staying on the fence and all that, it doesn't serve anything, because the status quo will just stay the same. So you've got to give an opinion. Yeah, you don't have to berate somebody or whatever. But in a sporting thing, you can give. We're all trying to get a little bit better. So why not just say, well, look, I think this is a good idea. I think that's a good idea. We said it. Try this. If it doesn't work, you know.
Like, in fairness to, say, Jack, when he was on Offside with the community station, Jack says, as a player, I would like to play the game on the pitch and settle the dispute on the pitch. And, I don't necessarily agree with that, because I'm like, the crux of it, you'd like to settle it on the pitch, but if there's systematic
failures
throughout the season, to just go, we'll settle it on the pitch, it's kind of like it's a cop-out, in my opinion. But I can understand that was his point of view and he gave an opinion. But previously, say, when listening to that, because the first 15 minutes or so is generally dedicated to Kilkenny soccer, maybe a bit more. But there was a kind of laughy, jokey element of, there's a bit of an issue there now and we can't talk about it. And it was like, have a forum, talk about it.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it with you, because they said, we might talk to Shane or whatever. Yeah. It's like, I'll talk with you. Absolutely. And we'll have a discussion about it.
But I mean, what's wrong with, why do you have to be afraid to give your opinion? Why? Like, if you feel you've been wronged or you feel something's gone right or whatever, go in and say it. Why? Well, you're not. But then again, it's helped me back in work. It's probably helped me back in sport. If you see something wrong, you know, you say it. You know, I mean, I've had it last weekend at a different level.
You've had a busy week, haven't you?
A young guy hadn't started in 5 or 6 games. Got a great goal last weekend for a team I was coaching. And the coaching staff didn't want to start him. And I said, you must be joking. I said, he deserves a start. Went on, had a great game, scored another great goal. You know, but I mean, if I'm going to say to her, okay, whatever you think, boys, bullshit, give your opinion, you know. And then when the status quo is finished and there's a decision made between the collective, everybody row in and go the same way. But just because something doesn't, just because you give your opinion and people don't agree with you and they want to go another way, you can't just go, well, I'm not helping the club out then or whatever because you don't agree with me. Give your opinion. Sometimes you'll give your opinion and they'll agree with you and they'll go your way. Sometimes it won't go your way. Open discussion, but then all row together when a decision is made. That's the easiest way to do it.
I think the open discussion is a great way.
I think that's why people like this and people are looking to come in.
I think that's why people dislike it as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's an open discussion and, you know, people are you know, will have a very negative view of either myself or
me,
yourself.
Yeah. Can't be much more negative than already.
Which is great, but like I hope people are actually just listening to what we're saying and knowing that it's for, in our opinion, the benefit of a healthier league.
And I think, do you know what, Shane, to be honest, I think it's getting into the fabric of the local society, like, soccer society,
and it's going all through. So I've more things to read out here. Was that a game Sunday afternoon where Spa United won Division 2B and just thought it took from the occasion not having a trophy present. Do you think the cup should be presented on the day like in most other counties?
Yes. I've won the first division out in Durham's a couple of times and no trophy. Oh. You're going back to celebrate. There's no, definitely give the trophy. And then if you want that, like there used to be a presentation, I don't know if I haven't been at one in a while, where all the trophies are given out at the KDL. Somebody can collect it during the week and it can be re-presented. But on the day, yeah, absolutely have a trophy. 100% have a trophy. Absolutely. Absolutely goes without saying. Yes, I would.
Because there was only one game in that division last week. So, you know, it could have gone down to, like if Spa United lost to Lions, there would have been three teams on 24 points at the top of that division, but there was the possibility of a winner. But that could go back to not actually having the trophy been given back from
somebody else. That is true.
The Division 3 champions last year.
But you know when you go, they probably have a local pub that sponsors them jerseys or something, or where to go back. Imagine going back. Yeah, we won the league and all. Where's your trophy?
Drinking pints out of the trophy.
Yeah, you know, and it is part of it. Yeah, I would definitely agree that a trophy on the day. Yeah, 100%, absolutely.
I'm sure that they probably would have wanted that. There's probably a big issue in, or not a big issue. There's probably an issue that we don't see as to why.
Well, do you know why? What's another issue with that? Sometimes people get the KDL get trophies back and they won't be in the greatest condition.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They do have to be repaired and polished and all that, you know, so...
Yeah, welded.
So, I mean, you know, this isn't lambast KDL. There's obviously issues there as well, you know.
Can I just say I love the podcast. It gets me through my driving to training with my club.
Lovely.
I think the solution to the league situations and multiple teams, my ideas would be limit squad numbers.
Yes.
Limit number of players from the team that are allowed to play down. Limit the amount of games players from A teams can play, which is 3. It's currently 5. Mm-hmm. Youth players can play for any senior team in the club without a limit on the number of games.
I think that's in, isn't it? That youth thing is in, isn't it?
Possibly, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Well, no, if you're under 19, you can't play 6 games with the A team and then play...
With the B team?
With the B team.
Can you?
I wouldn't imagine so. That would be silly.
Okay. Yeah, silly.
But and this whole thing about limit the squad numbers, that would probably sort it out, because like realistically you could register everybody.
Limited to what though? 20?
20. But then lads drop out, hurling, then you're turning away lads, which is probably what we've been discussing as well.
What do you think of reserve league would work?
I don't see the big opposition to it. No. Lads don't want to play in a reserve league. Well, don't play with a B team then.
Yeah.
Join an A team.
Join an A team, exactly.
I told you, don't call it the reserve league. Let's call it the Rocket League.
Yeah.
Because guys are on the way up. We're going to the A's.
Development league.
No, don't even call it development. Give us something snazzy. Give it the Emerald League. No, we have the Emerald Tiles League already, sorry. Give
the Ultimate Warrior League, would that do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, The Rock.
Yeah, this is another thing, right? So Sunday, okay. I had a chance to get into a wrestling ring this Sunday.
Yeah.
This Sunday, I have a chance
I saw pictures of you training.
But I had a possible chance of having my first match in nearly a decade, but I can't. You know why?
You're playing Armavilla.
Castle Warren fucking Armavilla are playing the 15th game of a 14th league game season. Thanks, lads. Thanks to everybody who made that happen. My dream is gone.
No, it'll come back. It'll come to you. What's for you won't pass you by. Is that what you say?
Yeah, you coming out to the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be good. I think it'll be done then.
I honestly, anyone out there listening, and you have a couple of hours to spare, come out and see it. Shane and what's your...
Jerry.
Jerry against Eddie and Oisín.
Buckley
side
Park.
By side in Buckley. Many a battle in Buckley for Kilkenny over the years to decide who goes to the Premier on the field of play after a massive year of
contention.
Mistakes, contentions, litigation, lawyers, barristers, fist fights in the back of the old school shed.
Yeah.
The whole work. So it's on this Sunday in Buckley Park. Kick off at what time?
Kick off at 11 o'clock.
And Shane will be there early giving out autographs.
Yeah.
So if you're, no, all jokes aside, if you're around, come out and see it. Give the boys a shout out.
€20 a ticket. we'll make some money back.
No, listen, a lot of people will go to that, I hope.
Do you think, think it'll be played within the right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it will be from your side.
Do you think there'll be a few if a goal gets smashed in and celebrate?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I hope so, because the other side would do the same.
Is Eddie going to shake my hand?
Hey, listen, now you mentioned, do you know what I saw this year? I think I brought it up before.
What?
I'd never seen in schoolboys football the tension of either winning or losing a game and not wanting to shake hands with the opposition. What is that about? Have you seen this?
No.
I've seen it 3 times this year.
In schoolboys?
Yeah.
No.
What the fuck? Like, I was amazed. Now, 3 times I was amazed. I go, what is wrong with these people? Schoolboys football, and they don't want to shake hands with a lad across the field. Mental.
They're John Terry and Wayne Bridge. They're all their favourites. I just want to email to let you know about the absolutely fabulous soccer team that Kilkenny have. The under 13 boys Kilkenny soccer team are through to the second All Ireland Cup final in the SFAI Interleague. They won the All Ireland Cup final in May of last year and made history by being the only team from Kilkenny to be in 2 consecutive cup finals. They're a really great team. They work so hard, travelling up and down the breadth of the country for matches. The team have representatives from Freebooters, Evergreen, Bridge United, Spa United and Highview. They face Midlands in the cup final on May 19th, and us parents are looking for some local recognition for them as they embark on a phenomenal achievement. Philip Trey from Freebooters is the manager alongside Dr. Richard Carroll and Shay Lynch.
Well, would you believe I spoke to Philly, you know, I'll be with Philly a fair bit, spoke to Philly during the week, and they're going to come in in the next week or so.
Lovely.
To have a chat about it. And I tell you,
so Philly, where do you lie on the KDL website issue?
he was at the 25th anniversary Friday night.
Yeah.
Or Saturday night. But well done. Great little team. Harry Tretty is on. There's a few other players, but the standout player for me and that I've seen is a young lad called Sam Antonessa. Have you heard of him?
No.
This boy is a talent now. This boy is a talent. It's a talented squad. They've won an All-Ireland last year, and they're in another All-Ireland this year. Plus, at this weekend coming, there is the Presentation School are in a Leinster semi-final. What day is tomorrow? Thursday. Friday, they're in a Leinster semi-final. And Monday morning, the South East Regions Cup down in Coraclaw. Thanks, Miller. Freebooters under 16s take Hanover Harp. So you have a Kilkenny team and a Carroll team going to Coraclaw. But I met Miller the other night, and I says, Miller, what the fuck are you bringing us to Coraclaw on a bank holiday Monday at lunchtime for? And he said, it's Wexford's turn to get it. They're all in Kilkenny next year.
Yeah, sure. Burst to the beach anyways.
Yeah. So that and do you know who's managing that under 16 team?
Who?
Philly Tretty.
Who?
He's having a banner season, isn't he?
He's having a great season.
You know?
Looking then ahead at some of the fixtures that are coming up, you have Clover against Evergreen. That is happening on the 5th. And my concern with this game is that Clover haven't played since the 7th of the 4th in the league.
What's going on with Evergreen?
What do you mean? Oh, well, in terms of the McCalmon Cup loss.
Like, they're out of all competitions now, bar the league. And everybody is
it was the same last year.
Yeah,
though.
But everybody's saying they're going to win the league. It's not a given, like.
You're a Booters man, you're going to say that.
No. Take the Booters thing out of the way.
But, like, they're playing Clover, right? Clover on the 5th of May, haven't had a league game since the 7th.
Do you think they went down to Bridge United too confident?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know what goes on. They have a winner mentality. So I don't know what goes on. I don't have a winner mentality. I have a moaner mentality.
Great, go on. Carry on.
Also, I wanted to mention Gavin Hoolan left Grimsby.
And Sean, he's gone from Carlisle?
Yeah.
Big connotations for the League of Ireland.
Yeah. Do you think they'll come back?
I think there's a strong chance Gavin will.
Gavin come back to Evergreen. Oh-ho!
I'd say he's still capable of playing at the top level over here. Do you?
100%. Power Cam ensures is I think
their next stop at junior level will be recreational football. Now, there is a thing on that if you spend X amount of years in the UK, you get a top pension, you know.
Yeah.
So coming home has to be at the right time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like when
Seanie McGuire's 29. What age is Gavin? He'd be about the same. What, he 30?
Gavin's 32.
32. You know, keeps himself very well, Gavin. I and he's been very, very good the last couple of seasons. They've had great runs in the FA Cup. The move to Carlisle for Seanie, he's played a lot of football, but Carlisle just didn't have a good season. From Christmas on, they didn't have a good season. So I can't see him coming back yet. They're too young and they're too good to be coming back here yet. Now, they might come back to the League of Ireland, but I don't even see that. I think there'll be plenty of Division 2, Division 3, maybe Division 1 clubs looking for their services. Maybe.
Yeah, and Jimmy Keohane staying with Rochdale.
Gentleman Jimmy.
And Tom O'Connor still with Wrexham.
Yeah.
Will Smallbone, we can claim him somewhat because his man's from Huggenstown.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Unless you have anything else to discuss, fixtures this weekend, the big one of course for us is the Armavilla versus Castle Warren out in Buckley Park. So it should be a good crack. Thomastown against Bridge United on Friday night, and you'll have a few of the Division 3's competition. The Highview Athletic B, they're going to be out in action on Saturday. There's Evergreen 46, Tullerone B against Dean Celtic B on the Sunday. The Sunday, you have the Premier Division game of Evergreen and Clover, Castle Warren, Armavilla. A few Division 2 against Freebooters B against Newpark. Big shout out as well to Vale Wanderers, who ended up winning the St. Canice's Credit Union League. Carlo team coming down, you know, after joining the league.
Yeah, brilliant.
Great to see. But I think that just about wraps us up.
Yeah, shorter podcast this week and a day early due to commitments. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think we've been very very nice this week, you know. But
well, we were just reading out people's thoughts.
Yeah,
I keep sending them into sports.
I'm just wondering about the divisional cups and how they're going to go and the weekends they're on and all. You know, they were always great weekends. So the weather's getting.
I like the way the divisional cups are just at the end of the season. Boom. Yeah. You can have your little. No, I wouldn't say
that. You know, the Marshall as a pre-season tournament would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? A pre-season tournament. We can get then our two divisions and our reserve league all ready to go. Sorry, Rocket League, all ready to go for next season.
So, one last thing before we go. I know time is against us this morning. Would you be open now to other clubs coming? You know the way we would be saying maybe teams need to go to higher divisions. Would you be open now to other clubs coming into Kilkenny now? From just outside the border.
Where's this coming from?
Oh, I'm just asking.
Is this based on the Vale Wanderers? Is this based on our Clover talk and lines?
It's nice, isn't it? Vale Wanderers in and competing.
From where? Where are you talking about?
Just say over in Leash, maybe just on the border of Carlow, maybe a few on the borders of Mooncoyne and all coming back. Mooncoyne used to play for you. Now, there's no. Before anyone goes, I wonder who's coming. There's nobody. I just wonder.
Who's coming, Davy?
Nobody.
Davy, who's coming?
Would there be
Don't
room
you lie.
For you think?
Don't you lie. Who's coming? You know something.
I know nothing.
I'd like to see more country clubs.
Would you? Yeah.
I'd like to see more country clubs within Kilkenny.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Brookville back. I'd like to see Paulstown. I'd like to see places like that. I know Stony.
Yeah, so do you.
I know Stonyford. Are Stonyford. I'd like to see what was the South End?
They had another win last night, didn't they?
They bet Thomastown B 2-1. Yeah. South End. They were Ballyhale.
Ballyhale. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we had some good battles out there in the school grounds.
Yeah, like exactly. You remember that? Yeah. And I know Stonyford played a few games there on the school grounds. Actually, when we started up the rugby team, the Normans, we used to play home games there as well.
One of the funniest days I ever had in football was playing in that ground.
Yeah.
Michael Fawlty broke his leg.
Sounds like a fucking barrel of laughs.
It was hilarious. Michael Fawlty broke his leg. He went to the hospital. My friend who's passed now, Joe Brennan, we were rushing back in to see Manchester United against Liverpool.
Yeah.
Joe got caught at coming down the Waterford Road, so he got a speeding ticket on the way in.
Lovely.
Which was fantastic.
Sounds like a great day.
Yeah, we
so
walked
far.
Into Egan's and Michael Owen had scored after 8 minutes and done Ronnie Johnson down on the left wing, left wing, and in the last 2 minutes, Ollie Solskjaer and Dwight York scored the winners.
Lovely.
It was one of the best days I ever had.
Lovely. Balacolla, like where are they gone?
Yeah.
I got electrocuted going out for a throw in there.
Vitesse of Barna, do you remember them? Were you too young for them? Vitesse of Barna. It was another team that was
Clifton.
Clifton, yeah.
Which kind of Castle Warren, I suppose.
Clifton was a tough team. You had your man of the champions, you had Tiny Kine, you had his brother Joe in goal. Kieran Maher played for Clifton. Shawnee Kiley used to play out there. That was a tough place to go out Flagmount by. Tell you one thing, you got nothing soft out there. And then straight away with the boys, come on lads, we're going to the pub.
Yeah.
They really had to kind of have an Evergreen 46 ethic about them, but they played hard.
Yeah, I'd like to see more kind of regional clubs. And
But that leads into then clubs sucking up players, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
get the reserve league on.
Like, wouldn't it be nice if the government and the county councils and all those that powers that be decided that all these regional places needed little help out to help the mental well-being of their people, and then maybe help them out in little ways by getting them a pitch or
establishing soccer clubs.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to do. That's it then. That's maybe. I have to go talk on the radio now. Yeah. Welcome to the afternoon show.
I have to go to paint bathroom ceiling.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, you can hear
You can
me.
Listen to me on the radio.
You can hear it in my voice.
Thanks very much for tuning in to the Kilkenny Soccer Podcast.
Bye
we're
now.
Just on 45 minutes.
Perfect.
So we're about to blow it up. This is the first half. The second half will be next week.
Next week.
And Ravy can... Ravy.
Ravy Davy.
Ravy Davy can rant on and I'll rant on for another day. But thank you so much for listening. Continue, please, to reach out at sport@kclr96fm.com. It gives us a different viewpoint every time
every
you get...
Every time, yeah.
Every single time we get an email. I read them all. I respond. Yeah. Pretty much to all of them that come to sport at KCLR 96 FM directly. I even got going, oh, thanks very much for your response, Shane. I was like, no, I'm thanking you. Like, I really appreciate you listening.
It helps the show. Like,
It helps the show, but hopefully it just helps the Kilkenny and District League and soccer as a whole within Kilkenny. It's not all ranting and raving. We want you to get out and support local soccer. The game of the weekend, Castlewarren against Ormond Villa. Not just saying it because it's Castlewarren.
I'm
saying
it against Besiktas.
There's fucking storylines built into this now.
Was it Boca Juniors against River Plate?
River Plate. Is Eddie McAvoy going to shake my hand?
Will he plonk a flag again in the middle of the field?
I'll be out there with a Castlewarren flag. The flares will be going.
Honestly, anyone available and you have a...
It's going to be the greatest match in history.
Out you come. Fill the car park. Go in and have some fun and watch
we
it.
We need all 3 points to become a Premier Division club for the first time in our history.
Come
the storylines are there. This is what soccer's about. Buckley Park.
From Paul's out of Cormor. Everybody that's free. Buckley Park is the venue. Let's go.
Get it hopping. Oh, that's been the...
Hey, wouldn't it be great? Nil all and you have to make a cameo and score a header with a minute to go.
Yeah. I'm not even going to put myself on the match sheet, boy, because lads are going to try and break me. But thanks very much for listening.
Okay, bye now.
The Kilkenny Soccer Podcast.